Hey guys, how's everyone doing? Everyone knows that I've been obviously talking about a few different strategies over the last couple of weeks. So I just want to kind of go into the not too much detail, just kind of go into it a little bit, just to pre-frame what I'm going to speak about. So obviously you have your three types of traffic that you're trying to get into your funnel. So there's your free traffic, your paid traffic, and traffic that you own. So obviously your free traffic is gonna come from it's a long-term strategy, some of it, and there can be short-term strategies, but the overarching rule is things like this podcast or a podcast. Sort of adding value, giving back to people, and people obviously follow you and give support in return because you're adding value to them and helping them on their journey as well. So that's point one. You can do it as a blog, video, so Facebook Lives and YouTube. It's something I'm want to move into the future. I'm not sure how far in the future, but I'm happy with my podcast for now. I'm always going to do my podcast, and I want to move into sort of like the YouTube space at some point. You know, I've got a blog set up. I haven't done anything with that at the minute. I'm just trying to simplify it for the minute because I don't want to overwhelm myself with too much. So I think like I was saying, with the power of one, I think just simplifying everything at the beginning is just, you know, key, just mastering, you know, a few basics after everything's set up. So then you have your paid traffic. Well, your free traffic, for example, is this is a long-term strategy for the podcast or blog, for example. And you know, you can have a Facebook outreach, organic outreach strategy. If you want to learn more about that, I can, pardon me. I can let you know about that, tips, tactics, hacks, etc. Which is more of a short term, just to get your sort of revenue going in the first place. Your paid traffic is sort of a long term strategy because it's a bit more complicated, and you've got to do a lot of market research. So things like your Facebook ads, YouTube ads. I've been looking into the GDN ads and native ads a little bit because, as you know, my Facebook account's just blocked at the minute. I was trying to set up my first proper ads, and it's just all gone pear-shaped. Facebook's not getting back to me, so I don't know if it's going to be a long-term strategy for me anymore because, you know, such a pain to deal with. So I've been looking at native ads tonight as well. So something I'll talk about tomorrow or the next day, 100%. And then there's traffic that you own, and this kind of goes into your follow-up. So basically that's why you create amazing lead magnets. You know, you have a squeeze page offering a free lead magnet, such as a video, email swipe files, a book, anything like that, a PDF, could be anything, hundreds of things. And you know, you have your ad copy on that, so that's where all your sort of funnel hacking comes in, your research to arouse curiosity. Definitely 100% vital, so people opt in. You know, at the end of the day, you target your traffic to their pain points usually. Sometimes the pleasure points, like where they're moving from pain to pleasure. I've discussed that before, but if you want me to go back into that at some point, that's awesome. And so it is a bit of a numbers game, but it's targeted traffic at the same time. So they'll up it's same with your ads. You know, got to do your market research to find those pain points. But the squeeze page is there to, you know, so if they go on there, so they'll give up their email address to opt in. And if they opt in, it's then taking them up that value ladder. And pardon me, sorry. And the whole idea of getting their email address in is so, you know, a percentage of those people will go up the value chain, and you'll get your ideal customers from there. And that's definitely important. At the minute, I'm going through the solo ad strategy, which is like sort of medium term. It's where all my sort of paid money is going to at the minute, that from a budget. Back in the day, I did invest a bit of money into Bitcoin, so I've just taken that all out at the minute. So that's what I'm using to fund that at the moment. Story for another day if you're interested. The whole idea of solo ads is, you know, get quick leads, but it can be a bit hit and miss. So, you know, there's a few stages to go through. You know, you can't just choose anybody. Like these days, especially as the market's grown, there's a lot of people jump on the bandwagon trying to use unethical tactics to, you know, target people. And there's things like, just don't ever use things like Fiverr. They get cheap traffic because they just use bots. So you might get like 10,000, you know, 10,000 clicks. You never get an opt-in, or you'll never get a lead, or you'll never make any money from that. So ridiculous. But I just want to talk you through a few things that you must do if you're using solo ads, because they can be a bit hit and miss. So if this is something you want to put into your long-term strategy, I'd recommend using 20% of your paid revenue. I'm using 100% at the minute because my paid long-term strategy is Facebook, but I can't get any of the ads to work. So that's just how it is at the minute, but it's definitely going to reduce over time. It's my medium strategy, I'd like to call it. So personality, use a Facebook group called Solo Ad Testimonials, and there is, you know, quite a number of people on there. So you can scroll down and you see a lot of testimonials and reviews of people's experience with solo ads. So you go down there and, you know, see a couple of people's names, and you say, oh, they've got good results. You type their name into the search bar, and you can see how many people come up. So it's good to have a quick scroll, see how many people there are, and how frequent their solo ads are getting used, and, you know, where the people are from, all that sort of stuff. That are doing the testimonials, look at the testimonials. It'll give you an idea of, you know, conversions, leads, how many clicks they've bought, all that good stuff. And then after that, it's good to go, you know, onto the person's profile, like Facebook profile, have a nosy around there, get a feel for the person, go onto their website, you know, maybe if they've got blogs in there, read that. Just do your research. Don't rush into things, even if it takes you like a whole day to do this research before you start asking questions. Fine, you know, one step at a time. Everything's about baby steps, building on something. No point in rushing into something and losing all your money and not be able to do anything for a month, if you're like me in a paid job. So I like to ask a few questions, you know. The people I've been speaking with are I'm not going to recommend any names, because I want you to sort of use your own own brain to do research for yourself, to be honest. I think that's the best method, and I don't want to recommend somebody and you not receive any results. Especially since I'm doing it at the minute, and I'm, you know, I'll report back results on this particular person. But obviously, you need to do your own research. But the things I like to ask is, like, you know, introduce myself, tell them where I've seen them, like the Facebook ad test, the SO ad testimonial page, nice to meet them, etc. Don't want to drag that out too much, but then I'll ask questions like, sort of, how many leads do you add to your list daily? And this is important because there's no point in having somebody that's, you know, going to take forever to deliver leads, or, you know, got stale leads and not continue to build a list and relationships, etc. And it's like, it's important to say, it's like, well, the second question is like, if I order it like today, when can you mail it? It's like, there's no point also, you know, going with somebody that says, oh, I can't do it for like a week or 2 weeks. That's no good. You want it, like, you want it kicking off within 24, 48 hours. Another question is, you know, how long will it take to deliver all the clicks? And obviously, they're going to say something like, oh, well, it depends on the clicks. Yeah, but it's like, well, get it's like, well, say you order first time, you say you order like 200 clicks or 500 clicks, just say 200 clicks. So you want to know that's going to be delivered within like, you know, two, three days, you know, as sort of general kind of guideline. You know, it might be a bit longer, might be a bit shorter. Just depends, but you know, it's a good kind of overlaps with the first couple of questions, just to, you know, get a gauge as well, see what they're basing it on and where they're coming from. So yeah, another good question is, you know, can I provide the email swipe? Guy I talked to said, oh, I'm a 7-figure copywriter, etc. Which is all good and well, but obviously I know my product better than anyone. I've got email swipes, I've got all that sort of stuff that I like to provide for solo ads. So I like to provide something. Obviously he has to deliver all the clicks as well, so he's obviously, you know, gonna vet it, take the best bits or whatever, you know. Just if any queries from that, just ask a couple more questions. At the end of the day, you're paying them good money to deliver good results for you, so ask all the questions that you need to ask. And then I like to ask, it's like, well, it's like, can I see how you build your list? In other words, can I see your squeeze page for how you build your list? And they'll send you to their site or whatever, and you see how they're building their list, and you know what kind of customers they'll be attracting in from that list. It just gives you a better gauge for everything, really. So that's what I've been doing. You know, like I said, I'd pulled some money in from Bitcoin that I'd invested in years ago. So I've pulled it out, invested. I had like an hour-long conversation with the guy. Done my research, you know, prior to that. And yeah, we'll see how that goes. That's the basis of it. If there's any more questions on solo ads, anybody wants to know more information, I can definitely do that. But it starts getting into all the weeds and, you know, a bit more, you know, just a little bit of experience. So I don't want to go too much depth. That's the basis for everything, really. At the end of the day, there's no guarantee with anything. So it can be a bit hit and miss. So prepare yourself. Like, if you order like 1,000 clicks, 10,000 clicks, whatever it is, you're not necessarily going to get loads of sales. At the end of the day, it's the curiosity as well that you build up in your opt-in page to get people to opt in to your page, because the click is to click on the link in the email address. But if they click on that, see your opt-in page, see it's mints, you know, and they won't opt in. So if you get, say, 200 clicks and you don't get anybody clicking in, well, you're not going to be able to retarget anybody. So you need to get in as many people as you can, so then you can retarget them with follow-up emails. You've got their email address, start building a connection with them right away, sending them their lead magnet, you know, straight away or within half an hour, if you want to send it up in your autoresponder, which is something you want to set up in AWeber, and just keep retargeting them, and then just keep building a list from there. So yeah, list building, that's definitely something I need to speak about. Let me know your thoughts. Pardon me, I'm gonna update you on my native ad traffic, because I don't know where I'm gonna go with a Facebook ad, so just because of the hassle it's causing me. So yeah, let me know. Speak soon.